Well, I'm not cheating on Rodney. Rob Parker here this week. Rodney will be back on Monday. Rodney's vacationing. You know what? When Rodney gets back, we'll have him tell the story of his vacation.
Yes.
I'm not going to...
Don't spoil it.
Oh, no. No, everybody will want to hear about his vacation.
He's got the awesome vacation.
You know where he's at?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You told me.
All right, good. Yeah, we can't say it now.
He had mentioned it before when I filled in and you were out and we had talked about it previously. So I think that's so cool.
I'll say this. When he comes back to talk about his vacation, there is not one person listening right now that would not want to be on that vacation.
Totally.
Is that fair to say?
Totally.
Yeah. So he'll tell us about that on Monday. All right, so yesterday we were talking.
But I will say this, Fred.
What?
I am, vacations real quick.
Yeah.
I am going to go to Antarctica next year.
Are you really?
2019, absolutely.
Why?
It's the last continent I have not been on, but I'm already got the brochures. I'm looking through the travel plans. You have to go from Argentina, but I'm going to go to Antarctica.
It's going to be cool.
Argentina's nice.
Yeah, I want to go. I want to check that out.
They
I haven't
have
been
steak?
To Argentina. I love steak.
Got a lot of steak.
Well, that's why you would go to Argentina.
Antarctica.
Or you'd go to Mastro's. For steak, you go to Argentina or Mastro's.
They have wine.
Well, you could get that here, too.
Yeah, Fred, you can get anything here. We live in L.A. I mean, everything's available here. We
right,
have Peruvian
well, my point
food.
Is you just don't have to go there to get steak.
What's up, Fred? How are you there?
Well, we've got something for you guys to hear.
Yes.
I heard about this. Nope. I'm excited.
Go where? The smokehouse?
Fred does like the smokehouse, but he was just dropping Mastro's.
What's wrong with Mastro's?
Whatever.
All right.
I don't like the scene.
You don't like the scene?
Hey, which
like
one? The
scene,
Ocean
man.
Club? Matt's more of a Mastro's Ocean Club guy. He doesn't like the steak place.
Yeah. Newport Beach, Mastro's.
He likes to get his Don Martin club shirt on and just go hang out at the bar and just
there
see what's
go.
Going on.
Like a nice skirt steak.
Yeah, see what's going on. Is this Temu Solani coming in tonight or what?
All right, now we've got this for you. We want you to hear it. So yesterday you were talking about Chico and the Man.
Yeah, well, Rob's old show.
Oh,
was
yeah.
Parker and the
Parker
Man.
And Parker and the Man.
Was Rob and a white guy.
That's right. Mark
Freeze.
Wilson.
Yeah.
Could he have a more white name?
No, Mark Wilson with a K. He was a really good radio guy. We worked together for 10 years, but this, and you know what? I always gave him credit when you come up with a show and your name's not on the show, right?
Yeah.
Right.
It's not always easy to do it. And especially when you're the man, anybody can be the man, but Mark Wilson did it and we had success.
And he was the man.
He was the man.
So anyway, here is it in the theme of Chico and the Man?
Yeah. Yeah.
All this right. is more exciting than looking at Rodney watching the sunset on Twitter. I'll tell you that. Now this is, I like this.
All right, here it is, the theme show from Parker, or the theme song from Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
Wow.
Hey, Parker, don't be discouraged. The man
is this guy blind?
So hard to understand.
What's that? Singer? Is he blind?
No.
Well... That's why he sounds kind of generic. He'll try it again. He doesn't sound like Feliciano.
No, no, no. This is a woman.
That's why it doesn't sound like Feliciano.
Can she see?
And a man.
Yes, she can see.
Hey, Parker, don't be discouraged. The man, he ain't
thing.
So hard to understand.
There you go. That's what, just
can
a
we
little
hear the
clip.
Rest?
No, no, no. It's just
so
a little
it's
clip.
Not, was it, were the lyrics... specifically tailored to the show,
yes.
your personality,
yep.
like Rob likes a nice handout and a tasty meal.
You already know it. There was all kinds of stuff, but the lyrics were written.
If you want to bet some wings, Rob will accommodate you right away.
Well, when you win 14 out of 15 wing bets, you're doing all right.
Yeah.
Doing all right. Yeah, wings.
Parker, you're a white guy. Your friend and he's on the other mic because the Detroit Lions suck and the Pistons play in Pontiac.
Yeah, very nice.
There we go.
That's not bad.
What was peak? What was peak Parker and the Man? Was it Pistons, Red Wings winning NBA championship
Millen Man
and
March?
Stanley
Millen
Cups?
Man Mar- you know what? It was
the Scott Mitchell Lions?
Wings and Pistons 2004. I just told Fred, not bragging, but I'm very proud of it. 2005, we were the number one nighttime show in Detroit. And I mean, we beat
on
music
radio.
Stations
yeah,
on
you
radio.
You beat Barry Gordy Hour. And that you can't beat Barry Gordy
well
when he's spinning his own tracks.
And we were on 7 to 11.
My former neighbor.
Barry Gordy?
Yeah.
Really?
We're up next to Barry
How come
Gordy?
He never wow. cut any tracks with you, Fred?
I mean, yeah.
Well, look at me.
Everybody else cut tracks.
Hey, Fred, did he
Diana
fleece
Ross
you too?
Lived next door on the other did side. She was doing great.
Did he fleece you too, Fred?
No.
No.
Man, and that's a guy from Detroit. Going after Barry Gordy. Damn, you can't go home.
You know me. I call it the way I see it. I call it the way I see it.
Do you know who Barry Gordy's kid is?
Barry Gordy.
The guy from...
Rockaway.
Yeah, yeah.
Or...
Red Foo. The guy from LMAFO.
Oh, that's his son.
That's his son. It's like, hey, I'm responsible for some of the greatest music in the history of the world. And my son is the guy that goes...
Oh, Quincy's son was the guy who was...
Feel like somebody's
Rockwell.
Yeah, was
yeah, Quincy
Jones'
son.
Yeah,
that's
right. Yeah. LMFAO is Gordy's son.
What was that?
And he was dating a tennis star that won one in Wimbledon. Azarenka, maybe?
Hey, no.
I don't understand.
Or Kvitova?
I don't understand Kvitova? Quincy Jones's reach. The music by the Essex, Easier Said Than Done. Do you know that song? It's an old-time song, Fred. It's Easier Said Than Done. No, but you know what?
I just like the way you did that. It's an old song, Fred. You're racking your brain too hard, Fred.
But Quincy is the one who, you know, produced that, and it's a white chick who's in front, and there are three black guys singing. This is a Quincy Jones song.
Oh, yeah. Quincy Jones, a long swath in records.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea. I love this song, but I didn't know it was Quincy Jones.
The best I heard from Quincy Jones, you know, he had that interview where he went wild.
Yeah.
And he was very honest. But the best undercover thing he did in that interview was called the Beatles a bunch of non-playing mother effers. That Ringo couldn't play for ass. They said he was trying to get a drum thing right, and they said, maybe you'll get it if you go out and have a smoke. He went out and had a smoke.
And they laid it
and
down.
And they had some other dude come and play it, and then Ringo came back, and they go, well, sounded good on that one. They're like, because it's not you, you idiot.
Wow. That is funny.
Don't be let down.
Don't be discouraged.
Yeah, Parker.
That's right.
It's an old song, Fred.
Sergei Fedorov is on the hotline.
That was over the Hurricanes, right, in 04?
04.
Yeah.
And the Pistons beat the Lakers. I'm sorry about that.
That happens.
What a weekend.
We wanted Sheed to get one.
Sheed is one of my favorite dudes.
For me, it was about Wallace.
About Ben Wallace, the Fro.
And the Phantom of the Palace.
That was a Rip Hamilton game.
And Chauncey.
Have a great show.
What was the guy who had the Buddha mustache that played for the Bad Boys, the center? He wasn't Lane Beer, he was a black dude.
James Edwards.
Yeah, Edwards. Ooh. He looked like a big walrus.